Yes, is the Honorable Chester Cadaver. Sure, understanding today's complex world of the future is a little like having bees live in your head. But there they are, and like the young lady said...
I said live it or live with it.
What does this mean? Well, for the straight poop, let's go where I go every morning. Centrally located and barely a stone's throw from the tomb of the unregistered voter, downstairs in the historic old grid building.
Hello, Clive.
Ah, come on in, Chester.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're just in time to help me check out this new model government.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just brought it down, and they say it explains everything.
Well, you know, it sure is big.
Hey, well, look over there in the left end. That's where you work, there in the Bureau of Western Mythology.
By golly, we're at proud service of the Lost Electricity Reclamation Agency, Senator.
Yeah, well, the LES is under the left, it's...
I don't...
I think I'll just plug it in.
Oh, right? Well, listen, I'll just use this little plug right down here.
That plug, Chucko. See?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you've got to plug in the
goodness.
Female.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Teaches you, huh?
Yeah.
Half of what comes in here?
Must go out there.
Righto. Let's see what it does with this fine miniature boxcar of industrial coke.
Okay. Look at that.
That's
amazing.
Let's see. It's pumped from the Veterans Tap Dance Administration.
Goes up here to the Assistant Secretary of Leftovers.
Flip-flop down to the Secretary of Covers.
Right. Now watch it go now. Around the Department of Spies.
Into the office of the Secretary of Failure himself, wouldn't you know? That's shoes for industry, Charlie.
And it's food for thought, you know, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, but we're talking about power, Chucko.
Well, I know you are. You wouldn't be here.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, sirree.
It heard the word power, and it responded just like we do. And here it comes. Here comes our ox cart right back to Earth. Smack dab on the middle of the Small Animal Administration.
Well, I must say, that's the most incredible demonstration, but where are the humans, officer?
Why, they're right here, son, waiting in the lobby to use the power of that ton of coke.
Oh, then we must be very near the president, Mr. Dillish.
Yes, Dagwood. He's the terminal bus. The output.
I'll bet you he really puts out.
That's right. Everyone's always asking him questions.
Oh, well, maybe my friend here would like to ask something.
Huh?
He's been with us since before the beginning, sir. He must be bursting with a short question about his place in the future.
Oh, is he your friend?
Yes.
Well, I'll ask him his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you state your name? Please state your name.
Oh, do you want me
Please
to...
Please state your first name.
Clem.
Thank you.
Clem.
Now we can introduce you and some of your selected neighbors to our president.
Thanks.
Step off stopping yellow line.
Okay.
Stand on steady blue lines.
Throbbing.
You are now going to see the president.
Oh, okay.
No flashes, please. Thank you.